The most merciful thing in the world, I think, is the inability of the human mind to correlate all its contents. We live on a placid island of ignorance in the midst of black seas of infinity, and it was not meant that we should voyage far. The sciences, each straining in its own direction, have hitherto harmed us little. But someday, the piecing together of disassociated knowledge will open up such terrifying vistas of reality and of our frightful position therein, that we shall either go mad from the revelation or flee from the light into the peace and safety of a new dark age. H.P. Lovecraft, The Call of Cthulhu. Roland Nerdy Podcast presents Mask of Nyarlathotep, a 7th edition Call of Cthulhu campaign.
All right, the next morning.
But we'll tell the boys. The newsstand boys, you know? Didn't they have newsstand boys in the 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give them an extra nickel.
Are these two staying at your house?
Well, Lorenzo definitely is tonight. Do you want to stay at our place?
And perhaps for the foreseeable future.
Well, Lorenzo, well, let's see. If you'd like to stay, you can stay in Virginia's room. If you'd like to stay the night, just for safety.
Nothing like a good night's sleep for a concussion.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we would
have
probably...
You don't have a concussion. You just got a knock to the head.
Well, we would have probably thought that back then.
Yeah.
A good night's rest.
You just rest it off. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
The microphone is really probably picking that up.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. My hands were... Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm over here thinking the two things you should not do with a concussion is have a drink and go to sleep.
We're about to go do both.
And that's what we would recommend to you.
It's
and
whiskey nap time.
have a good But yeah, so we'll set Lorenzo up and we'll make sure he's got some clothes for him in the morning.
Aw.
And I'm sure you have a guest room. I'll be staying with you too, Pat.
Yeah.
I'm worried about what other thugs might be out there.
We did learn I fit in your clothes.
All right, in the morning, early, I knock at your door.
Everybody wants us. They all want a piece, man.
Little African-American boy at the door, and he hands you a newspaper.
Okay, I'll look at the paper.
It is the New York Age, and on the front page is a story about Captain Robeson being corrupt. The story that Schoenberg wouldn't do.
Really? Really?
Needham Johnson wrote the story and put it up.
Needham Johnson?
Needham Johnson, the Harlem Hellfighter, who's a reporter for the New York Age, the Harlem paper. Remember?
Yeah. All right. He's dead.
Am I nearby? Do I see the little boy hand the newspaper?
Yeah, sure.
I want to get the boy nickel as a tip.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Tips his hat.
And I'd probably... Is this my, like, regular paper boy?
No, you don't usually get the New York Age. Somebody told him to bring that to you.
And so before he runs off, hey, who told you to give me this?
Mr. Johnson, sir.
He did.
He said he thought you'd want to read that.
Well, you tell Mr. Johnson thank you very much, and I flip him another nickel as well.
Wow, two nickels. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Two nickels a lot of money?
That's like 20 cents.
For a little kid.
It's like 20 cents. Two nickels is 20 cents?
Yes.
All right.
If you have a concussion, yes. Two nickels is
20
cents.
This is fun. I mean, my grandma...
I got two hay pennies.
I mean, my grandma always talks about how in the 50s, when she was a kid around then, that candy was worth a penny. Like you could
the 1850s?
No.
Oh, wait. Well, I thought you were in character. I thought you were the future. The 1950s.
I was saying
a far gone age of 1950.
Okay. So anything else in that article other than pretty much what we already knew?
He's just written the article accusing Robeson of framing Hilton Adams for the murders and everything that you would have told Schoenberg to write.
He wrote it. I can't believe he actually wrote it.
Like, so pretty much the only way you could have gotten this information would be from her.
From who?
Schoenberg.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe he actually wrote it. That's crazy.
Wowzers.
Oh, man, he is so dead. I want to get a note off to him because we've got to get ready. We've got that meeting today at 3 o'clock. But I do want to get a note off to him.
And recommend he gets protection.
and basically tell him how much I appreciate
you his could always hard send work. Your good friend Josiah to watch his back.
That would be nice.
That would be he's really not that nice, is what he's saying.
But I tried. I'm going to.
I tried.
Hey, Bessie, however, I'm going to send a note with Bessie about how much I appreciate that we're here to help him. And, Bessie will be on retainer with him for the next couple of days, and I explained to Bessie. Josiah's not going anywhere. I'm just saying. Josiah's been with us.
Can you see why they really want making me want to kill Josiah?
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah. We're making the... I get it. Yeah. See, we'll send Bessie away. She might live longer. But Josiah, you know, Josiah, we've become attached to him. And you know what happens when you become attached to an NPC.
They become immortal.
No, they GM kills them.
They become the Lich
King. All right, anything you want to do between now and, of course, the Strange But True is going out all over the city.
Yeah.
The New York Age is going out all over Harlem. So there's probably going to be some repercussions from those.
Good thing we're going out. Well, the first thing I want to do is, so my car is pretty messed up.
It's 1 point away from being total.
It's one. All
right. It had 6 points. It took 5 points.
Okay.
Okay. So does like insurance cover this, or should I just charge it to Strange?
It's too real. This is too real.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I want to see about insurance, but I know I'm gonna have. Is it worth getting it fixed?
No.
Okay.
You can just,
you know what?
So,
I feel like that's an old model. Maybe you should just get a new
one. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for a very inexpensive car because I've been spending way too much money.
He's worried about spending fake money.
Yeah. Hey, I know what it's like to be broke. In character, broke. It's not fun being broke in character in this game. And
by the way, you two guys probably heard somebody coming into the house in the middle of the night. Somebody came in at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Was it Virginia?
No, it was Cracker. You forget about him.
Oh my Lord, Cracker.
Who the hell
he's
is
still Cracker? Alive? I thought he died, man.
No.
Wait, I said
Cracker's the trumpet player.
Wait, the trumpet player?
Yeah.
The drunk one?
Yep.
All right. I'm glad to see him.
Who is also on the payroll now?
Oh, I don't remember Cracker.
It's the drunk guy that we used that one time.
No, that was not. No, that was that was somebody else. Cracker is the guy that Gus knows from the war.
Oh, this is one of Gus. Yeah,
he plays the trumpet at Fat Maybell's.
Oh, I remember him telling me about that guy. Wow, I got to figure out how many rooms this place has.
He might live in Gus's house.
Oh, that's right. Gus lives next door. So why'd he come in our place at 3 a.m.?
I guess he went to Gus's house. So
okay.
You won't even know he's there, so forget about it.
Yeah, yeah, Cracker. So, yeah, we had to NPC ourselves, Lorenzo, for a while there, or Zach. I'll say
it's
Zach.
Okay. Since out it's there. Okay.
All right, what do you want to do the rest of today until you go to the car lot?
Yeah, well, then I'm going to go and try and get a car because I need a car.
All right, that's no problem. You can get a car.
Okay, so we get a car.
What color is it? Yeah,
what color do you want, Jenny?
What color are the 20s?
Well, if it's a four,
because it's a four, it's black. In the 20s, yeah, like, yeah. It's like that yellowy brown color.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Like everything.
It's a Model A or whatever. You can only get black because Henry Ford said you can get whatever color you want as long as it's black.
Yeah, I remember that.
I wanted blue.
There were other colors of cars in the 20s.
Yeah.
No, the 20s are that grainy filter.
Yes.
Everything's all just right. All
even real life was film. Black and white.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I tried telling my son that once, but he didn't like it. Yeah, I told him everything was black and white before 1950.
You know, when I was a small child, I did believe that.
Okay.
Same.
That's what we have.
Oh, I love it. That's gorgeous.
Neat.
There we go. That's our car right there. The All British Standard is what it's called. There you go.
So you have one shipped over, huh?
Well, no, that's what they called it. It was an American car.
Oh, okay.
They just called it because it had a shape similar to ones in Britain. So, yep, that's what we have. Oh, it's got suicide doors on it, too.
The way people market cars has really changed.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's got suicide doors on it as well, which is nice.
I don't know what that
means. Why are we committing suicide?
Suicide doors just means that the doors open out like this in the back. And so you could, if both doors swung out,
it would catch you.
You would fall out on that side. So, at least that's what I think it means.
So
we get the car. We take care of the car. How's he doing? How's he doing?
He gets one hit point back.
Cool, but two.
Two hit points.
Are we sure our hit points from the car wreck?
He can be first aided or medicined, by the way.
Medicine me.
I would call up our local doctor. Yeah, we all get one hit point back, right? We all get one.
You killed the doctor?
Yeah, I thought the doctor died right after we left Peru.
Different doctor.
Different doctor. I'm talking about the one
we've been... This is the shady doctor who did more damage to you, remember?
Yeah, no, not that one. Not that one. This is just a general physician that makes house calls.
Roll a medicine check for
care.
Roll a medicine check for the general physician, right?
Yep.
All right, this is Aki Dice.
And this is back when...
That'd be a 14.
This is back before our medical system was
14.
So
2D3. 2D3.
Ooh, you're actually going to get nice health back.
2D3. One.
Maybe not.
Two.
So you get two hit points back.
Two hit points.
The doctor treated you and gave you two hit points
back. Okay, what about everybody? Because we all lost four, so we all get one back, right?
I'll get one back, and then you can get medicine.
Okay, all right, let's do a doctor medicine roll on Jenny. That's a 55.
Good enough.
Yeah,
2d3.
More than one.
2 points.
Those really good, metal dice you have.
Yeah.
Like I said, they don't roll enough.
Yeah. All right, and then let's try.
Oh, what if you put magnets on them? I think they would start rolling 33. Better.
33. That's not a bad idea. Yeah, she gets 5 points back.
I didn't need that many. I have 13.
You're right. These metal dice are rolling horribly. All right. And then for me, 23.
So I wasn't the one that needed 5, though. Lorenzo needed 5.
That's 3 points. And so, yeah, I'm back up too. So.
All right, anything else you want to do before you go to the Carlisle Estate?
He gets a medical check from a doctor, but he also gets, first aid.
No, you have to do first aid immediately.
Yeah,
Did we do first aid immediately, or
pull him out of the wreckage? You just kind of pulled me out. It's fine. I'm good.
Yeah, we didn't want to do first aid immediately.
Yeah, you gave first aid to the cop we didn't know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and be glad you didn't get first aid to the be glad you did not get that cop's first aid.
Yeah. Well,
nothing bad happened to him.
That
we know of.
She didn't critically fail.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Not like Virginia's first aid she got.
Yeah, they stuck their hands in her guts and stuff. It was bad.
They basically touched my heart.
Yeah. Alright, anything you want to do before you go to Carlisle?
No. I feel like we should, but
no, we're good.
All right. The Carlisle Estate is in Westchester, which is about about a half an hour north of New York City. You have to pass by Sing Sing to get there, which is interesting.
Oh, actually, I would like to bring one thing up. You said you would arrange me with a change of clothes, right? I'm wearing his best clothes.
Well, all my clothes pretty much look the same.
What's your size?
My build is plus one.
Your size. It's a number.
Size is 75.
And what's yours?
50.
Yeah, his clothes are going to be very large on you.
That's why I told you, let me get you some clothes.
We would have gotten him 50.
Some clothes.
All right, he takes you to the tailor and gets you some clothes.
Yeah.
That is so nice.
So
that's why he's going to be broke again.
Yeah. That's all right.
All right, the Carlisle Estate is a half an hour north of New York City on the Hudson River. You see Sing Sing on the way there. The Carlisle Estate is an elegant 3-story mansion on 5 acres of superb grounds. all guarded by a 12-foot-high iron fence topped with sharpened finials. There are two armed gatekeepers, more armed guards with dogs patrol the grounds. And you pull up to the front gate, and the guard recognizes Pip and waves you on in. You meet Joe Corey at the front door, who is Erica Carlisle's bodyguard and the person who oversees when you're in her library looking at her books. And he takes you into the library and brings the books out.
Thank you so much.
For those of you who have not seen them before, there is a there are a stack of books. Hang on 1 second, I'll get back to the right page here. Of course, they don't put the description.
Has not seen the books.
They don't put the description of the
books. Virginia saw
where the books are.
I haven't seen the books either. Gus saw them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wasn't here for that episode. I mean, for that
encounter. Episode. No, that's fine. That checks out.
And, of course, Gloria has not seen the books either.
I'm so excited. All
right.
Yeah.
You brought me because I read French.
Yes. Read to me.
We're all going to be pulling up Google Translate to try and... How do you say bloody horror, eldritch horror in French?
Oh, I'm trying to find the description of these books.
Okay.
I hear they're bound in some strange leather.
And who told you that?
Virginia. She tells me everything. We're best friends.
All right. One is white leather over wood. Crown Quattro. I'm not sure what that means.
Crown
Quattro. Some sort of a description of
Cran 40
of a kind of book. It is 7.5 by 5 inches and about 160 pages. There, it is called Life as a God. It is handwritten.
Is the script elegant or jagged?
Are you opening the book?
I am.
Crown Quattro is the size of a book. You're opening the book?
I am opening Life as a God.
All right, give me a sanity check.
That's in English?
It is.
Life as a God.
Neat. Okay.
I find it weird it would be in English.
So, all right, I got a 72 to my power is 80.
That should be what your sanity is.
Yeah.
However. You lose a point of sanity anyway.
Cool.
So lower it down a point.
Is now 79. No, wait. Yeah, 79.
It's actually.
All right. The text is sloppy and erratic in brown and sometimes fading black ink. The book was amateurishly bound and the spine is separating in places. Give me a medicine or biology.
Damn.
I guess I can't get anybody else roped in on that. All right. I'm not really good at either of those things.
I don't think anybody is here.
All right. I will do medicine.
Do you have points in medicine?
I don't. I fail.
All right. So you don't know anything about that. Do you have the antiquarian occupation? I don't think you do. The work purports to be the diary of Montgomery Crompton, a British soldier and artist. Its first few pages recount his life as a member of the landed gentry in northern England up until he is dispatched in 1801 to Egypt under General Sir Ralph Abercrombie. And that is all you can get from a cursory scan.
Okay.
The next book is White Leather, 6 1/4 of 10.5, with a title on the cover page that says People of the Monolith. The pages and leather cover are excellently hand-stitched, and the paper used is top quality. Is anybody
going to open People of the Monolith.
Is anyone going to open that one?
That would be something that Pep would sadly
Okay, well, open. On the cover of it appears to be a very thin slice of some sort of polished, translucent rock. Geology or difficult? No roll, if you either one of those.
No.
If you don't have geology, then half of your no.
Half of your what?
Education.
Education, okay. No.
All right.
And
the pattern of the crystal is highly symmetrical and suggestive of organic forms. The front page bears in a bold hand to Mr. Roger Carlyle. I hope you find these words to be as inspiring as yours were to be at our last meetings. My regards to Anastasia Tyler. Sanity check.
Oh, no.
Take 3 points of sand loss. The work is a collection of poetry by a person named Justin Jeffrey. The poems are in modern style, generally without fixed meter or structure, with a solid thematic link, menace horror, and a sometimes romantic nihilism. Titles include Out of the Old Land, Stutter and Darkness, and the titular poem, People of the Monolith. The work is disturbing and shocking. Would you like to read a passage from People of the Monolith or Out of the Old Land?
People of the Monolith, because that's why I picked it up.
Are you reading it aloud or to yourself?
To myself, of course.
They say foul beings of old times still lurk in dark, forgotten corners of the world, and gates still gape to loose on certain nights, shapes pent in hell.
Sounds about right.
The next book is called The Narcotic Manuscripts. It is 10 by 12.5, bound in pale green leather.
There are only three of these
pale
books.
Pale green leather.
No, actually, there's another one after this. There's four.
Wouldn't there be five if there was another one after this?
I think one is a scroll.
We've only done two so far.
What was the first one?
Yours?
Yeah. No, there's one before that. Mm-hmm. The white bound one.
Yeah, that was the
Life White Leather Over Wood. That was Life as a God. That's the one you
My bad. At. My bad. Sorry.
Mythos.
Oh,
nope.
What about? Oh, you want me to do a mythos check? Roll. I actually have
we
some
all
mythos.
Have mythos.
No, I you guys haven't encountered any mythos stuff yet.
Yeah. Where is mythos
at? It's in alphabetical order. That's what
I know.
Tell me.
It's Cthulhu mythos.
Cthulhu. Yeah. All right. Not much. I mean, I'd have to roll like crazy, but I do have something in there. Oh, man, I didn't fail it by that much, but I failed, but still.
All right. The title page gives the work's names, followed by the subtitle, as written in the so-called Narcotic Scrolls, as translated from the Greek by the author, together with additional remarks upon that work in the light of the new learning. The print is neat, typeset in archaic English. Printer's mark says 1496, but the binding appears to be more recent.
And what was the title of this?
The Narcotic, which is P-N-A-K-O-T-I-C, Manuscripts.
On that one, I would show that one to our PhD level parapsychologist here and ask her if she even knows what that means.
Occult.
Occult, okay. that's 76, and I have a 50 on that bolt.
Okay, she doesn't know anything about it.
Okay. I'll take a crack at it.
Okay.
What was the question again?
What is this? I have no idea what that word is.
It is 9. I got it.
Have heard of something called the Scrolls of Narcotus from the Byzantine Empire. a book of magic.
Ooh. This has something to do with a book of magic from the, you said Byzantine?
Mm-hmm.
From the Byzantine Empire.
Do you want to look in the book?
I...
You're going to have to make a sanity check if you open the book.
I do.
Okay. Sanity check.
Okay, cool. I mean, I kind of wanted to keep looking at life as a god, too, but... Nah. I'll come back to that one. All right. We're opening this one now. 65, which is less than 79.
Still take two.
Okay. Go to 77.
As long as you don't, like, critically...
Neato. Okay. Should I say this out loud, or
just... well, that's up to you. If you read it out loud,
I mean, a chance they have to read it out loud. This is a podcast.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Why is the text so ye olde? Oh, God. This font is very difficult. All right. Excuse me. And from Sucranacia, reused... Like, fuck me. What? Is it a Z, an I, or an L? I do not, or an X.
Maybe it's all of them.
Or some kind
of crustacean. He loves to pull this on us, man. He does. It's
what
it's,
is this letter even?
This is. Oh my,
I'm gonna
go with
X. It's Zatogia.
I'll tell you, that is what you're looking at, and there is no translation. That's all I have.
I don't know if it's an X or an L or an I.
Oh, he really screwed you on that one.
Whatever. Taking the form of a Greet for... It says Greet.
I want to say he is reading this out loud, and our characters are seeing the expression he's making.
Greet for Toad, ye dwelled in the caverns of
Janky
Caverns. There's some janky caverns over there.
The walking serpents of Joff help him in Greet. So they really like this word Greet.
I think that word might be great.
Actually. I think it's like ye olde great.
Great.
It shows up like four times in this paragraph. I don't know what this word is. Reverence? Reberance. Reverence. Much to the greet. There it is again. Greets anger of Digger. Of Dig? Dij. The god of those beasts. That was painful. I'm sorry.
The god of those.
10 out of 10.
See it.
You did a great job, man.
I feel illiterate right now. I feel stupid. I just feel so stupid right now.
Well, and from Sucranacia, like reused Latogia, taking the form of a great furred toad, he dwelled in the caverns of Jinkar, and the walking serpents of Joth helped him in great reverence, much to the great anger of Gig, the god of those beasts.
I really did just take legit damage to my own sanity just now. Trying to read that. Holy shit.
That's the sad part. Reading ancient tomes in real life helps you understand that script.
And the final one is the selections from the Livre de Vaughan, which is why they wanted Jenny to be here.
Finally!
This is written in
French. Open it!
A what parchment bundle, 10 by 15, 179 pages. The pages are obviously old, suffered from both the elements and the negligence of past owners. The most obvious damage to the work is at the back edge of each sheet is ragged. Idea check.
I have no idea.
Okay. You have sanity check.
65 sanity. And I have 50 sanity.
Ooh. You take 6 points of sand loss.
Oh! Ow!
And you need to make another idea check.
Doesn't something happen if you lose more than five?
Yeah, that's what's happening now.
80, it's going to be 98.
Oh!
Isn't this the one? That's good, though.
That's good, you want to fail these.
She does not know what she's reading. She didn't catch what's making her crazy, so it's good.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I don't know French that well.
The book purports to be a commentary on the Libra Ivonis, the Book of Ibon, a work supposedly written by Ibon, a sorcerer in distant antiquity. The author of the commentary is Gaspard de Nord, a self-proclaimed sorcerer from Aveyron, a region in south-central France. Do you have a cult? Well, you have something in it.
I have five in
occult roles. Okay, you're reading that this thing is talking about a sorcerer. You might want to talk to the people who know about occult stuff.
Occult people, please gather around.
Gather around.
We're good at that. Circle, pentagram. How do you want us to gather?
Regular circle is fine.
Shall we gather around?
All right, everybody take hands.
No, let's not.
Join hands.
So she tells you about Ebon and Gaspard de Nord, so occult checks.
Yay.
Hey, I have some occult.
77. Oh my God. Never heard of him.
81, never heard of it.
48, right on the nose. I have a 48. What am I paying you people?
You have 48 occult?
Yeah.
Bro, my occult sucks.
You were paying
us. Well, I raised it, you know, I mean, I've been playing this.
Oh, but I have succeeded, Nicole. I should put a little check mark.
Yeah.
Chickling.
Oh, yeah, I did succeed.
Ebon was a sorcerer who lived in ancient Hyperborea.
Hyperborea?
Hyperborea is what it says.
Hyperborea. Yeah, like Conan in the World of Hyperborea, Robert E. Howard.
Oh.
You don't pronounce the P. I'm sorry. I'm just that bad.
Nerd! Yes. All right, so he was a great sorcerer, supposedly.
Well, and that's what my character would have said. My character is based off of Robert E. Howard, so he'd have been like, yeah, Hyperborea. I know all about Hyperborea, yes.
Would you like to read a section?
Let's go for it.
This is in French, so.
I will happily slaughter them.
Now, this is not French, I'm just saying.
Are you going to try a French accent for us?
I was very excited that she was going to read French.
I took two whole classes in high school.
Two whole semesters.
Apparently, Jenny took more than that.
she has a six. She is very fluent. Okay. Do you want me to read it out loud?
It's up to you. That could make them have to make a sanity check.
That sounds so fun. Therefore.
Do it.
I therefore submit this commentary. It contains no wisdom. That is not a reflection of the wisdom of the unfathomable one. Gibeon, the indestructible, incrucible. It contains no secret that is not his and no power. I, whose language is paltry and whose art is dim, scribe this meager work only because I fear that in my error I have corrupted the text of the book, and I wish to absolve myself to the reaver of, I don't know what that word is. It has a D in it.
That narrows it down.
I don't think it's reaver because it's got
rep. Let me see it.
I don't know. What do you think that is?
Defeer? Wait, which
no,
one?
No, this one.
Oh, sorry.
I think that's an R.
Reader. It says reader.
Damn.
Right?
Yeah, that says reader.
Okay.
Okay, to the reader of my crimes of omission, by presenting what little knowledge I possess of the land above the north wind and the deeds wrought by men who have dwelt there.
All right. Everybody who heard that, make a sanity check.
I'm deaf. All right.
Hello, sanity. 48.
46.
90-10.
So what is your sanity?
I don't know if I have any more. 44.
All right.
And I got a 9 and a 10 there.
Take another 3 points to sand loss.
Everybody that failed?
No, just her. Everybody, oh, you just failed also?
Yeah.
You take 2.
What about those succeeded? Are we good?
Nope, you take nothing else.
Oh.
Whee!
Yeah,
I am slipping,
not slowly.
The unfathomable one and all that creepy stuff.
Jenny, you gotta go crazy with me.
All right, while you're in here looking at the books, Erica Carlisle comes in. So what do you have to report?
I'll read more about the. Honestly, I'm gonna go back. I want to go back to the book about life as a god. I want to just keep reading it. I'm kind of fascinated by it.
I asked her about the book that was dedicated.
Sorry, did I step on that or something?
That was a gift, and the person who gifted it.
Wait, was any of this on the whole time?
Yeah, it was recording. I don't.
Huh.
Weird.
How'd that happen?
Anyway.
Shrug.
YOLO.
Hopefully.
And she's really talking to you because she doesn't know these other people.
Right. Well, she just knows me through Gus. But, yeah. So, I asked her about the book of poetry and the person who gifted it to her brother.
Yeah, I don't know anything about those people. Tyler? Anastasia was that woman.
Okay.
You remember the woman? The African woman?
Yes. The African woman that they dealt with and gave them that information?
No.
Oh.
The African woman that Roger was obsessed with.
Oh.
He met her somewhere in New York. He brought her into the house and he called her Anastasia or my priestess. Yeah. And said she was queenly and held secrets that he must know. And she...
You must have missed that episode.
Yeah, that was the one time I wasn't here. Okay. So the queenly... So what would Virginia have told Jenny about? Do you remember anything, Jenny?
I feel like she was kind of... Like, the family thought she was kind of sketchy, but he, like, worshipped her.
Okay.
But didn't he, like, find her here?
Yeah, he brought her here to the house. She's really the one who suggested the trip to Africa.
Yeah, I think she's really got something to do with all this.
Okay. And what has happened to her?
She went with
them on the excursion.
Yes.
Okay. So it appears from all the information I'm getting, Ms. Carlisle, that an expedition to where your brother was last seen, with all the information we're getting, what was it, Shanghai, where the friend last showed up a year ago?
Yes.
That I guess we either need to go to Shanghai or see if there is another place where someone else has turned up, because there's, what was that? That club that was in England. I'm trying to remember their name. The name of...
The Penhue Foundation?
The Penhue Foundation. So I'm thinking we either need to check with the Penhue Foundation in England or go to Shanghai and figure out what's going on in Shanghai and see what information we can get there in Shanghai. That's the best I've got right now.
So you haven't discovered anything here in New York?
Oh, we've discovered some things here in New York. Don't misunderstand me. And, you know, I said our most recent issue deals with this. And there are what we believe, and unfortunately Gus isn't here to make it sound sane. Gus would give it a natural. I'm not going to try because my sanity's already cracking. I explained to her that we've come across these cultists that we believe are a part of this dark conspiracy. Whether they're doing anything or not, we don't know, but they are definitely killing people and causing... They may be connected to a bigger worldwide cult that has messed with her brother and her family.
I mean, like the people who are coming up around here and trying to break into the house?
Did she tell us about that before?
No, some African people were trying to break into the house.
It could be. They could be warning books such as these because they are into these dark arts. That could have something to do with it.
Why are these useful to you?
They help us understand what the cultists are after and what they're trying to do. And understanding what they believe can maybe help us figure out some of their motivations.
is known.
Persuade or charm?
Ooh, let me charm her. I'm really good at charming.
Guess, I mean, guess. Pep is the one talking. So.
Yeah, unfortunately,
Pep. Be good at charm.
I don't have any charm. Oh, wait, I do have... Wait. Oh.
Pep is super charming, right?
My charm is better than my persuade, so... And I've made
what
a charm.
Is your charm?
The base. And no. No. Not charming. No. I'm just informative. I'm not charming.
I'll chime in. Good lady.
Why are these books important?
Okay. I was listening. how could... Are we trying to, like... I'm asking this because I really don't have full context.
Yeah.
Are we trying to, like, protect this person, or...
Well, our goal is to protect her, but we're also trying to find out ultimately what happened to her brother.
Okay.
We want to know what happened to him, but we also need to explain to her why we need to keep looking at these books as well.
Without her thinking that we're evil.
Or stealing them.
Yeah.
Madam, it is of the utmost importance... When dealing with something, to be able to understand it. If we can't understand the people standing against us, the people stopping us from getting to your brother and discovering what's happened to him, then how can we go any further on our journey? How could we possibly help you any further without knowledge?
Okay, persuade or charm, whichever you're better at.
Right, what I actually said doesn't matter. 67 to my persuade of 70.
Then you can take these books with you.
Yay! Zach did it.
But I want you to keep in contact with me and give me reports on what you're doing.
Oh, definitely. Jenny?
Oh, of course. Can I get your contact information, ma'am? And I'll be able to keep in touch.
Well, you already have her phone number.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, but
good.
We're
going to... still a good number for you?
We're going to mail, type up reports for her. Not just phone call, typed reports.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I don't know your address. I've been here before, but...
Yeah. Just make sure we have
a number on the side of the house.
Yeah.
I'm very, very funny.
Okay, you're hilarious. Okay. So she's going to let you take these books with you.
Woo-hoo.
So normally in Call of Cthulhu, it takes for freaking ever to study a mythos tome. But if you tell me that you're spending a certain amount of time in earnest study of the books, I'm going to give you a roll to help you speed up your study. Otherwise, the campaign will be over and you'll still be trying to read the books.
Lorenzo is very interested in The Life of a God and will be studying that one.
And
does it matter which one I'm studying?
Yes.
Okay.
They have different
one.
Information and
that one for sure.
And I will let the occultist here, the parapsychologist over here, study. If you'd like to study the monolith people, people of the monolith. I will give that to her.
And you pretty much have to read
the French one.
I don't want it.
It's a must read.
What was the fourth one?
The Necotic Manuscripts.
Oh, my goodness. The Necotic Manuscripts. And that's in English, too, isn't it?
Yes. It's in Middle English.
I'll try the...
That's the one with the... That's the one with this stuff.
That's the Greek one.
Yeah, I know.
It's great.
That's...
It's great.
Yeah, that's the one.
Mighty was the war betwixt the Elder Ones and the Dwellers in Rioja. Ooh.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to have to study.
Yay. All right.
Yay.
I guess I'll do my check. What is it? Library use or
yes.
something?
Oh.
29. I failed.
No, 29. You should pass it.
What is your library use?
20.
Oh.
85. I failed.
You didn't put anything in library use?
This is the 20s, man.
So.
Good for you for not
33.
I thought. Okay, so. I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't have enough points to spread around.
I'm marking down the...
All you can do is your best, man.
The library uses are going to be on Friday.
Library day's on Friday.
And you have to do some study during the week or you don't get your library use roll.
So we have to do library dues library dudes.
I mean, we're kind of in transit anyway, so we can read the car.
Well, I didn't.
Who's driving? Can't read and drive.
What'd you get?
I failed mine.
Okay, so everybody failed their first library.
Hey, wait, I did not.
Oh, okay.
I haven't rolled yet. 43. I passed.
Roll a d6.
1.
All right, mark down that you have 1 week into the Libra Ivonis.
Woohoo!
And would you like to know how many weeks total you have to get?
Yes.
52.
It may be even more than that.
104.
Holy hell. This game is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy that they expect you to take that long.
I think they expect you to fast travel through the months.
36 weeks.
So that's not bad.
You get 36 total weeks. And if you have any kind of a breakthrough where you get like a hard or an extreme roll, I'll give you a piece of valuable information or a spell.
Ooh, spell!
I should have given.
I should have done library use instead of disguise. I've got this. Oh well.
All right.
Okay.
So you take the books with you, so you don't have to go back to the Carlisles anymore.
Okay. Yes, and in doing so, Josiah, do you know a good safe maker?
Doubt it.
Well,
yes, he does.
He did. Yeah. Hey, Josiah knows everybody, man. So we're going to get a good safe installed in the house, the kind that is bolted down, thick, you name it, whatever.
Fireproof.
Yep.
Fireproof, and valuable mythos materials will go in the safe.
All right.
That's like the smartest thing I've ever heard of.
He rolled an extreme education roll, so he knows the best safe maker in the country.
I mean, that person would be in New York.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're going to get that. And then
after this session,
I'm going to have to draw out my brownstone because I have so many people living in my brownstone. I think me and Gus are just going to have to, the alley between our houses, we're just going to knock down the wall. I may have to start moving people into Gus's house.
You're opened up a flop house.
I'm telling you. Everybody's
all right, so that is Friday, January the 30th, 1925. You probably leave there around 6 in the evening, so you want to do anything that night?
Sleep and see if I can ever regain any sanity.
I don't think that's a thing.
It doesn't.
You can regain sanity, but not till the end of a chapter.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
And you know what you have to do to end the chapter.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, we don't. we have to get to a
breakthrough.
A breakthrough, yeah.
Maybe y'all know spells by then.
A Rivaleaton.
We need to finish the quest. That's what we need to do.
All right, Saturday morning, January the 31st. What do you want to do today? You have meetings on Monday. You don't have anything scheduled for today.
Maybe we should go to church.
On Saturday?
Yeah, they have like...
Yeah, I'm Jewish.
Mosque. Yeah, synagogue.
Seventh-day Adventist?
I don't know.
Yeah, Adventists weren't that big back then. I mean... Not in places like
they're mostly American anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, most Adventists
are. Aren't we in America?
Yeah, but I'm not going to get into the development of Adventism. It wouldn't have been as big in New York.
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
Yeah.
What the hell is
that? Oh, that's just wrong.
What is Adventism? What is that?
Seventh-day Adventist. It's a sect of Christianity that celebrates the Sabbath on Saturday, just like Jewish people.
Huh. And they like cornflakes.
Love them some cornflakes.
I'm not getting into that with you. Come on, bro. Let's not go there.
I don't get it, but okay.
It's pretty funny. You have to look it up.
Just look up the invention of cornflakes. Eating cornflakes keeps you from masturbating.
Oh, he just went ahead and said it.
I just went ahead and said it.
He said it.
That's why they invented cornflakes. Eating those was supposed to tear down your sex drive.
I once heard of a married couple that was trying to remain abstinent, and every time they felt the urge, the guy would eat an entire raw potato. I'm sitting there, it's like, you're already married. Just like, why are you doing this to yourself? You crazy, you potato freak. What are you doing?
They're probably from like Idaho.
Okay. So yeah, I would say we're going to probably try and rest up this weekend for our friend over here. And then I'm going to go to church on Sunday. So it's the weekend. Pep has not had any downtime since he's been out of jail.
Saturday during the middle of the day, they're not going to let you rest. Somebody shows up at your house.
Yay.
Is this about real
life? I answer the door.
Yeah.
It's a guy in a suit that you don't know, and he's got two uniformed police officers with
him. Disguise check.
You're hunting older guys?
Yeah. Wrong dice.
You're trying to be disguised. You can't suddenly be disguised. You have to, no. You have to be disguised.
Before they got here, I was killing time by dressing up as Pep.
Oh.
68. I fail. But I am in Pep's clothing.
Why are you still wearing my clothing? Mr. We bought you your own clothing.
Wait a minute, you're not Mr. Pepin. Is Mr. Pepin
here? Ha! You've seen through my illusion.
Damn it.
Well done.
They already think I'm crazy enough.
Is I can't get better at disguise unless I practice.
Uh-oh.
It's Captain Robeson.
Oh, my God.
He says, I need to speak to you again, Mr. Pepin.
And Josiah is standing by my side.
All right.
Last time these guys came in, they wrecked the place.
Fun.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want?
What's going on with the Juju House?
Well, I believe that cultists are using it as a place to kill people and sacrifice. I'm just straight up with him. I'm tired of
it. They tried to kill you?
Yes, they have. Just the other night, we were attacked right here outside. They kidnapped my new associate.
Hello.
Yeah, that's the information I heard from Lieutenant Poole.
Kidnapped him right in front of my home. Can you imagine that?
So if we go to the Juju House, what are we going to see there?
Well, by now, they probably had time to clean it up. But down in their basement, they were performing horrid rituals from my understanding. My sources have... Because I'm not telling out of character. I'm not telling him I was down in that basement.
But there should be, if they were doing a horrid rituals, there should be some evidence of that there, right?
Well, they've had time to clean it all up. I'm sure by now they would have cleaned it up. They probably used that fire that occurred there to clean up some of their own evidence.
It didn't really burn the Juju House, though.
Well, I mean...
Would you be willing to go with me to the Juju House?
I would be.
Yes, I would be happy to do that and bring some of my people with me. Let's get Jeremy is the camera guy.
Jeremy Giles?
Yeah. So we can take pictures of the how they cleaned it up. Yeah. Because I don't expect
that
to find
sound
it
particularly compelling.
No. It makes perfect spit. It's a conspiracy, and obviously the police are in on it. I'm not saying this. In front of them.
Look at this photo of nothing conspicuous. It proves they're covering it up.
Geraldo Rivera did that 70 years later. Al Capone's vault. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
It proves it.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I have no idea.
Oh, we're old, Mike.
Yeah.
We're old.
Do you know who Geraldo Rivera is?
No.
He's an old reporter. He used to have a TV show on during the day. And
now he's a political pundit.
Found Al Capone's vault, supposedly, in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they were digging it up on a live TV show, and there was nothing in it.
It was empty. It was Al Capone's vault. They're like, this vault's been sealed off since Al Capone went to jail. Now, and he did it live. Now, let's see what's in Al Capone's vault. And it was dead. Empty. Nothing. It looked like it'd been cleared out. And that's part of the conspiracy. Obviously, they knew that Geraldo Rivera was going to discover all those bodies, so they dug into the vault. Hey, my character is going insane.
That makes sense.
That's fine.
So, there we go.
That's great.
Do we want to pause here for a second?
Yep.
I think that's good.
We done?
No, we're just going to pause.
Pausing?
Yeah, here.
This is the wrong remote.
Do you want me to turn it on? Like the button?
Let's go get some more.
Yeah.
you'll go get some ice for your old man.
I need to use the bathroom.
Oh, well, that's good.
How late do you guys plan on going for?
Sad, Mike, that Geraldo Rivera thing. We're both like, yeah, we know. And all right, now.
All right, Geraldo, so you get to the Juju house. You got Robeson. You got Poole. You got 10 uniformed officers. And then
this is gonna be bad.
And then there's a small, balding, pale man in the clothes of an absent-minded academic, covered in ink and dust, with grubby cuffs and various old-looking stains. Robeson says, "This is Dr. Mordecai Lemming. He is an expert in folklore and things of that nature, and he's here kind of as an advisor to the police." You see a couple of the uniformed officers escort Silas and Kwame out the door.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell the new people who Silas is?
Silas is the proprietor of the Juju House, correct?
Yes.
With a really nice necklace that is actually just a key on a leather string. Really want it.
So,
really wants it.
Poole and Robeson take you inside. And how do we get to this basement?
Well, I'm not sure where our informants, I'm still playing it like I don't know where anything is. But I said I believe it's, and I take them behind the counter somewhere in this area. But now, has the layout inside changed around too? Because it looks different on the inside.
It's just behind the counter.
Okay. So I'll take them behind the counter and say, somewhere around here is supposed to be the entrance.
All right. Well, they look around. They move the rug. They find the trap door. It's locked. I said, ask the old dude for the key.
Yeah.
That's what the key goes to. Is
wow. Yes.
Yeah.
They get the key. They open the door. It opens up into a narrow hallway, which Pep has seen before.
Yes.
Goes down to a...
Yeah, I'm the only one here that's actually seen... Well, no, Josiah has seen it, too.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't really fit in this tunnel very well, but he makes do.
Yeah. And so...
The walls, ceiling, and the floor are of stone. The ceiling is 8 feet high above the floor. Cut into the stone slabs are arcane tribal symbols.
Okay.
Robeson says, what are these symbols? And the doctor tells him those are Kikuyu tribal symbols of evil.
All right. We got something going on here.
Fun.
All right.
What can our parapsychologist and our occultists over here, what can you guys tell us about those symbols?
You can roll if you want to, but that's pretty much all you're going to know.
Yeah,
but I would like them to go, yes, okay. Yes, they are.
Okay. I'll fast talk to make it seem like I knew all along.
Yes, please do that. Please do that.
98.
Failed the fast talk. Tell your dude to shut up, would you? He doesn't know what you're talking about.
All right. I wasn't trying to fool them. I was trying to fool him.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well. She's like, I guess so. Okay.
I very, very transparently go, yes, of course, the Kiki something.
I'm just shaking my head,
the
wondering.
The Kikuyu tribesmen, aren't they the people who, it's a Carlisle expedition.
The doctor says, yes, I believe you're correct. They are the ones who were executed for killing the Carlisle expedition. Kikuyu tribesmen. So they open the door into the main part of the basement.
Yeah.
And the part over there that was covered by the big stone is open now.
Ooh.
Everything that was in there when you were there before is gone.
Yeah.
And you were right. Everything has been taken out and cleared out. But it does look odd. The surfaces are of dressed stone.
Hard to clean blood out of dressed stone.
And
Is it? Yeah.
Why do you know that?
My character knows that, sure. I don't know that in real life.
Hey, Robeson says, bring Nkwame down here. And he asks him what the hole is for, and he says, I don't know. It's an old well that they used to draw water out of. I don't know what it is.
Well, my sources said that this is where bodies may have been tossed. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't have any idea.
I look down the well.
Spot hidden. And they're going to send a police officer down in the well.
Oh, Lord.
I fail.
Spot hidden. Sorry, I have. Nope.
9.
All right.
I'm really good at spotting.
There looks like blood stains on the floor and walls of the room.
It looks like there's blood stains on the walls and the floors of this room.
The officer that they dropped down in the hole comes back up with a little piece of something that looks like human flesh.
Wow, I was not expecting this to work out.
Robeson looks at it and says, what is that? That could be anything. It's something rotten that was down in there. We'll take it back. We don't really have a lab, but we'll have somebody look at it.
What do you have? Do you guys have anything like
medicine?
I do not.
Let's see.
Wait, you have anthropology, don't you? Yes. You have anthropology.
Anthropology is not the study of human body parts.
Yeah, you need medicine for that.
Anthropology is the study of human culture.
Anthropology is what you needed to know what those runes were. But anyway,
I have library use.
Anyway, it doesn't look like there's any cult activity going on here now.
Now, but there was, obviously.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is practice of the occult illegal?
Well, it is if you're sacrificing people.
Well, sure, but that's murder. Yeah. Not what I'm asking.
No, but that's what we're saying was going on here. They were sacrificing people here. There's blood stains on the floor here. As you can see, where she pointed those out, something here that looks like flesh of some sort, and I don't, even if they were sacrificing animals in here, that's not legal.
Well, we'll take Nkwame down and question him. I don't know if there's anything we could charge him with.
Well,
you know,
well, they don't have modern labs, so right. I don't know what else.
Did
what
they bring a flashlight?
Yeah, I
suppose they would have.
Are there any runes or anything in this room or that may have been scraped off the stone? Can we see if there was anything scraped off of stone in here? I mean, we found a little bit of something. Something was obviously going on.
Yes,
in here.
There are symbols. Cthulhu Mythos.
Please, for once, please, Mythos. Anyone else? No, I'm probably the only one with Mythos right now.
That is wrong, actually. Everybody who took sand loss from looking at Mythos tomes gets that number of Mythos points.
I did. Oh, my gosh. I did not know that.
So for every point we lose?
Mm-hmm.
I did not. Oh, my goodness. I have not been adding that in. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that's good to know.
That is very good to know because 80, I have been cheating myself on Mythos 3. Points.
I'm at 3.
Oh, I have a lot of Mythos. Joy.
No, not all your sand lost, just the sand lost from the Mythos books.
Okay.
So whatever you just lost when we were at Erica Carlisle's.
How much did I lose? Because I'm at 35, but I don't remember where she started.
What's her power?
I lost 6 that first time.
My power is 30. Wait. My power is 35.
Then you didn't mark off your sanity loss, then.
I didn't mark off my sanity loss.
Did you take it off your luck?
Yep. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 sanity is gone from my brain.
So then you're at 9.
Wait, you lost 9 sanity?
Yeah, that I started at 50.
That can't be right.
That's what.
All right. After you telling me that, I have an 11. I rolled an 11 on Mythos. So.
Well,
Wait a minute. We have to figure out if she actually lost 9 sanity, because if she did, she's got a problem.
I thought she only lost 6.
I don't think there's any way you lost 9 sanity.
No, because...
But it happened to her multiple times, yes. I think.
Did you read more than 2 books?
No.
There's
no.
The
did
reading
I lose
of
luck
one
for some
book.
Reason?
No. I thought she only lost 6.
Maybe I'm a retard.
Well, the people listening will know whether we get this right or not. But I thought, because I didn't think anybody lost more than 6.
Just put it to 6, because if you lost 9, you're going to have a
yeah.
indefinite insanity.
I love insanity.
Oh, no, this is like this was like months of insanity. This is
yeah.
But I've seen some of those in the deck, and they are fun. Okay, so 6.
All right,
okay.
So he's going to take Silas down and question him, and they're going to...
So what does the 11 get
you? Oh, the 11 gets you that these symbols here are related to the Great Old Ones.
Okay.
Have I come across that name
you
anywhere?
You have not.
So now this is the first time we've come across the name, the Great Old Ones. Just have to say that. Wow.
The Great Old Ones. Okay, so what am I doing with all that sandals?
Yeah.
You have 6 points of Cthulhu Mythos.
Okay,
yeah.
Good deal. Thank you.
So you can see if you can figure out about the Great Old Ones also.
Yeah. Oh, that means I made a Mythos roll too, so I need to make a more.
No, you don't check Mythos.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you only get that from reading books and going crazy.
Oh, like the real world.
All right, so he's going to take Silas and question him.
Okay.
He's doesn't know what else he can do. There's nobody else hearing the rest, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, will he let us look around here to see with his officers to see if there's anything else we can find in this place?
We should check out that little room.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's I want to check out that little room. That's where those creatures, I was told, came out of.
That's what I heard, too.
Yeah.
Virginia.
Okay, all right, well, there are no creatures in there, but there is, like, stains of some weird nature on the floor. Spot hidden.
Yeah, I missed that.
Fail. Failure.
82, yeah, no.
Okay, so you're blind now.
No, missed a spot hidden.
What about you?
I also missed. Nobody sees
nobody,
anything.
Okay, we'll give Josiah a spot hidden. I don't think he's very good at it.
I mean,
nope.
Spot hidden is
25. What about our lady
officers?
Our lady friend.
She failed it also.
All the police officers need to go ahead and roll now.
Nobody's spotting anything.
Damn.
That's the worst thing when they're like, roll spot hidden, and you're like, we know something's there, but we can't find it. Like when I'm looking for stuff at home. I know it's there, I just can't find it. Okay. All right, so, yeah. I guess that's all we can do, but at least, you know, we brought our camera guy here.
Yeah.
We're going to get pictures of the blood stains.
And,
we want pictures of the blood stains, pictures of the arcane symbols, and let's see if the doctor, the folklorist, will let us get a picture of him.
Sure.
All right, because this is going in next week's weekly.
Very
get
true.
Some of the staff writers on this one, because I'm too busy going to...
Crazy?
Going to Harvard.
Going to crazy?
Going to crazy town.
All right, so that's it for Saturday. Silas is in jail, at least temporarily.
Yeah.
Even though he's the one person you don't know for sure who's actually done anything.
Yeah, well, at least...
guilty by association.
Yeah. And so...
That is how guilt works.
Anything on Sunday other than going to church?
That's what I'm going to do, is go to church on Sunday, rest up.
Eat a big breakfast.
And continue. I'm sure
don't forget everybody who still has damage to take points for Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
One each day.
Should be back up.
I'm at 6.
Can I try to study the book again?
Not for a week.
Oh, okay.
You are studying it, but you don't get another roll for a week.
Oh, okay. I get that.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
All right.
So then we're heading to... We're going to Harvard first or Miskatonic first?
Which is on the way first? Which would we get to first?
I think Harvard... Well, Miskatonic is not a real place.
Yeah, but
I think Harvard is first.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go... We'll have scheduled meetings at Harvard on Monday. I don't know how far apart these places are, but let's say Harvard on Monday, Miskatonic on Tuesday.
Oh, they're not very far apart. You could do both in the same day.
Okay.
Unless your meeting is going to take all day or something.
No. Well, I mean, it would depend. We'll head out early. How long a drive is it?
New York to Boston. How far is New York to Boston? Somebody, no one knows.
How far is it from New York to Boston?
Boston is about 215 miles from New York,
New York to Boston.
We're about to
start.
215 miles, 50 miles an hour back then would have been fairly normal on bad roads. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
3 hours and 40 minutes.
Well, that's today's time with highways and
6 hours and 50 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
6 hours and 50 minutes.
So 7 hour drive. Probably about a 6 hour. Five. We'll say 5 hour drive. So 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get there at 11 o'clock for our meeting. Sure.
I love that part in The Mummy where they're sitting there looking at a map like, man, what time should we wake up tomorrow? I don't know. What do you think, Brendan Fraser? And then they like eat breakfast or something. And then they get in the car, and the camera stays with them for the entire 6 hour drive. So we're at Massachusetts, is my point.
Hey, man, we're just going by the calendar. We got to take the calendar day by day, man.
All right, so you find Miriam Atwright in the Special Collections Unit of the Harvard University Library. I don't seem to have a physical description of her, so she looks like a librarian.
Sexy.
How can I help you?
I mean, yeah.
Let's see, where is my... I have a copy of this letter to Mr. Elias. We tell her that we are friends of Mr. Jackson Elias, who sadly recently passed. We are looking into some of the work he was doing with Prospero House Publishers and trying to follow up on completing some of his projects. And so we were interested in what book he was inquiring about.
Let me check my files here. It appears he was looking for a book called Africa's Dark Sects, S-E-C-T-S.
Sexy.
But that book disappeared from our collection just before he came to see it. The day it disappeared, there was an unspeakable odor in the collection. I don't know what happened.
Hmm. Wow. And how long ago that would have been? All right. What year are we in now?
25.
25. So that would have just been, what, back in October?
Yes.
Back in October. Okay. So just a few months ago. Well, we would be interested in seeing the other volumes that information might have been in. Because we, too, are examining some of these dark sects in Africa.
Well, I don't have any particular volumes that information is in, but do you have any specific questions? I might be able to find those, research those for you.
Well, what is the name of that tribe, Jenny, from your notes? That we just recently...
The Kiki something?
Kiki-U.
Kiki-U.
I feel like...
So, yeah.
Do you have
yeah.
any knowledge about the Kiki-U tribes?
Yeah.
Well, the Kiki-U is the largest ethnic group in Kenya. They speak the Bantu language. Anything else you would like to know about them?
Dark sex rituals. religious practices, beliefs,
folklore.
There you go.
Well, they believe in the supreme creator, NGAI, however you say that.
The Google?
The universe is combined of interacting, and it gives you a whole lot of stuff that doesn't relate to anything mythos, just their regular religion.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be anything Cthulhu related about their religion.
Okay.
Thanks, librarian.
I'm just kind of curious, where would the original book have been that disappeared that he was wanting to look at?
Well, it's in the special collection. She can take you to show you. It's just a spot on the shelf. Nothing unusual about it.
Oh, a special collection, eh?
Yes.
Why are we here then?
Do we have a restricted section?
Yeah.
It would be a restricted section, yes.
Okay. So, would you mind if we do some browsing in your special section? I have a Dr. Yeah. Chernobyl.
Dr. Chernobyl.
Chernov here, and our advisor, Mr. Panache.
I'm an advisor now?
Senior advisor.
He's our advisor, Mr. Panache, who might be able to help us with some of our research. Would that be okay?
Yes, idea.
Idea?
I have no idea.
Four.
Are you serious?
So good.
What do you roll for idea? Is that intelligence?
Intelligence.
Yep. Oh, intelligence?
Oh, well. And I barely missed it.
Four.
Oh my god.
69.
Unfortunately, Lorenzo, you're not going to be able to do this because you don't know this. Did you make it?
No, I did.
Okay.
Can I give my roll to somebody who can? No.
No.
Can I have a different idea?
There really isn't anything else that she could tell you, except she might be able to identify the symbol that was carved in Jackson Elias' forehead.
Okay. Sure.
I didn't know about that.
Can we take a picture of his forehead?
I know it was copied down at one time. We copied down that symbol.
The symbol is a symbol of a cult called the Bloody Tongue, believed to have originated in Kenya.
Bloody Tongue. Where have I heard that before? Wait a second. What were those guys wearing on their head?
Red thing hanging down, look like a tongue.
Idea.
Two words.
All right, so let me tell you this, Lorenzo. When Jackson Elias was murdered, the guys who murdered him were wearing headbands.
No, I remember that part. I read that in your notes.
Oh, okay.
You told me about that already.
Okay, good. All right.
With the flap coming down over their face, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody told me about that.
Yeah, we gave them all the notes.
Okay.
They debriefed them both.
So, yeah, so... So what information can we find here on the bloody tongue?
Debriefed would be if we told you.
You know what?
Nothing. Our guts.
Nothing.
That's fine, too.
All right, so... But yeah. Now we know that we have a name for the bloody tongue. We've come across that. Are there any other books in here that might help us that we could find?
No.
No.
She can
research. Can we ask the librarian where the next best library is?
I don't think there is a better library than our.
Well, then, but we have a name now that we can talk to Professor Anthony Cowles about. So we can ask him about the bloody tongue. I'm going to make a note of that because we have not come across that name before, right?
Nope.
The bloody tongue is new. All right. I did not know about the bloody tongue.
Draw a picture. It'll help you remember better.
Or I could just write in big letters, the bloody
tongue.
Tongue.
My God.
Yeah.
All right, that's all she can get you, so you can head off to Miskatonic and talk to Anthony Cowles now.
Yeah.
You can find him fairly easily. Everybody knows where his classroom, where his office, even where he lives. In particular, the young men around Arkham can tell you where he lives because he's got a nice-looking young daughter. Professor, the professor is...
My brain also went to other places.
Like, then I remember my character's my age in real life, and he wouldn't care. Yeah.
The professor is friendly and open. Where would you find him?
Well,
in his office?
Yeah, that's where we were planning on meeting him. Isn't that, Jenny, isn't that where you set up our appointment with him?
We do have an appointment with him in his office.
All right.
During his office hours, I believe.
He invites you to come in, nice. Have a seat.
A whole crowd of it. We're going to leave Josiah and Bessie. Is it Bessie?
Yeah.
I know it's Ringwald.
We don't have Bessie. We give Bessie on loan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's She's right. On loan. That's right. So, wow, that sounded really bad. But yes, she's guarding the man who gave us the paper, who had the paper sent to us. So, yeah, Bessie's with him. We're going to be, but Josiah, he doesn't have to be in there with us. He could be sitting outside or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
All right. What can I do for you, Mr. Pepin? I've heard of your little newspaper there. I picked up a copy when I was in New York recently.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it, sir.
Very interesting. So, what are you researching now?
Well, we are researching a few cults out of Africa. Now, I know that your specialty is Polynesian esoterica, but what would you happen to know about some of the dark cults in Africa? And specifically the tribe.
Don't know specific information about African cults because my area of expertise is Australian and Polynesian cults. My lecture that I gave in New York was about a cult that once existed among the Aboriginal peoples of Australia. And they worshipped a god known as the Father of All Bats. They believed by making human sacrifices to their gods, they themselves would be worthy enough that the Father of All Bats would appear to them. Once he was enticed to appear, the god would conquer all men. Sacrifices were made... were run through a gauntlet of worshippers who struck the victims with clubs embedded with the sharp teeth of bats. The teeth were coated with a fast-acting poison somehow derived from fermented bat droppings. The victims apparently went mad and then died. Leaders of the cult reputedly would take the forms of bat-winged snakes, enabling them to steal sacrifices from across the land. He has a set of slides that he showed during his lecture. They are overexposed glass slides showing sweaty men standing beside enormous blocks of stone, pitted and eroded, but clearly dressed and formed for architectural purposes. Dim carvings seem to decorate some billows of sand are everywhere. Cowles said that the discoverer, one Arthur McWhirr of Port Hedland, Australia, kept a diary in which he recorded several attacks on this party by Aboriginals. The symbols are not the same, but look similar to the symbols that were carved in the basement of the Juju house.
Mm. And speaking of symbols, out of character, where did I get this from?
Jackson Elias' room.
Jackson Elias' room. Do you know what these symbols are?
Actually, that's something that's in the side of the book.
Oh. Oh, so that wasn't supposed to be there.
No, that's why it's folded in.
Oh, man, I was like, I discovered a clue. He's like, no, that was folded. That wasn't supposed to be there. Okay.
I see, it's along the edges of the book.
I see. That's so mean. That's cruel. Tempting me like that. I was like, I thought I found a clue. I thought you'd folded it over to hide it from me. Oh, man.
Are there any clues within the clues?
Yeah. So we've got the...
You start folding over the letter to make it say different things.
So...
Like a $20 bill.
Yeah. So basically, you're saying that some of these symbols in Australia are similar to symbols possibly placed by an African tribe in New York. Is that what you're telling me?
My God.
Trying to figure out how much of this he would actually say just off the top. There seems to be some connection, some root source.
Yeah, that's. I mean, this is insane. Says the man going crazy. I mean, Australia and Africa, and what you said, what Kenya, right? This is a Kenyan nation this tribe is from?
Kikuyu, yep.
So Kenya and Australia have similar symbols from a root cause. Where do you think this root cause would be? Who would be the root behind this? Where would the source of this be from?
Persuasion or charm?
God. You're going to get so good at these.
Yeah, if I ever make one, I can only improve on them if I make them. Charm is the only... 3.
Wow.
I cannot believe it. I'm so proud of you. I am too. 3. Yay. Wow.
I was about to jump in, save the day, but yay.
All right. Well, everybody's about to...
Learn something.
Learn some stuff that you probably didn't want to know. So get ready.
All right.
There's a place in the South Pacific, allegedly, known as Relea, where a being known as Cthulhu resides. Sanity checks, everybody.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
37.
I made it.
Yeah, you're going to lose some whether you make it or not.
I know. 93.
Huh?
93.
Oh,
96.
Ooh, that's a good one. Mr. 96, you lose 8 points of sanity.
Ah, whoa.
Yeah, that's a critical. You lose 2.
I succeeded.
You lose 1.
I succeeded.
You lose 1. All right, so we got to see what's happening over here with, first of all, give me a...
Some of us can't go much crazier.
Intelligence check.
Hold on. That gives me a 6. I lost how much?
8.
8.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligence check.
No, just him.
Oh.
I have 69 sanity. Nice.
Oh, you're at 69 on your sanity?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, he started up high. Idea or intelligence.
All right, yeah. 71.
Phew. You failed?
Yes.
How much total sand loss have you taken?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
11.
And what is your total sanity?
80.
Okay. You're lucky it was so high to start with.
Yeah.
Okay, so nothing happened? Nothing nope. Bad? Really? Okay.
Not yet. Wow. Not yet.
You were don't the sanest lose. Person here.
Yeah, it was the,
you've lost the most sanity, stat. Probably. Oh, wait. No. Do we get any mythos for losing that sanity?
No, he would have, but he failed his idea check.
Oh. Wait, I only get it if I succeed?
Yeah.
But then I go nuts?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe there are that this is the source of the connection between the sand bat and the African cult, is this Cthulhu. Yeah, I've read this book called The Ponape Scriptures, the most disturbing and disgusting tome. There's a character called John Scott who has discovered this Cthulhu, and I believe that that's the connection to all of it. Actually... Yeah, you should all get some mythos for that, for learning that there is a Cthulhu. So
I have a shirt that says Cthulhu.
Yeah, who gave it to you? Everybody gets 3 points of mythos.
Yay!
I just doubled my mythos.
And you now know that there's something called Cthulhu somewhere in the South Pacific in a place called Relea.
Are we going to go on a cruise? Back?
Ooh.
You're just going to start looking for stuff in the middle of the ocean?
No.
I think that's something you probably would not want to find.
Jenny has more mythos, Cthulhu mythos, than in Virginia.
You have to teach her some stuff.
Just gargle at her. Speak in tongues. Excuse me.
All right, so I think that's about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta go get some sleep. I'm dying.
Now you got more clues to look into.
Yay!
You just keep finding more.
I'm kind of surprised we're actually going to see Cthulhu in this one. Is that weird?
Well, that doesn't mean we're seeing Cthulhu.
I don't think you are. It's just he knows
of the Cthulhu.
He knows of Cthulhu.
Should I leave my sheet here?
It's up to you. You want me to keep it up with
you?
Yeah.
If you want,
throw it on the pile.
Yeah, here.
Just leave it right there for now. Yeah. I usually, when we're about to play a different game, then I collect up the stuff from the previous game. So it's nice to have a dedicated.
Yeah.
If no one wants her now, please send her.